Hi, this is Rabbi Ari Spiegler with the Zman Tshuva Lakol podcast, the podcast that aims to help each of us improve our tshuva efforts during the Yamim Noraim season by focusing on one or two entries from the Vidoy. And for the sin that we've sinned before you with the idle chatter of our lips, we have prattled endlessly. We have failed to concentrate on what we say. So we've mouthed words of Torah and prayer without thinking what they mean. Moreover, we've been led to sin by a fear of silence. Most of us feel uncomfortable if no one has anything to say. So we have filled our time with all sorts of inane chatter and damaging gossip. For the sin that we've sinned before you with haughty eyes, we have been disdainful of others. By the look of disdain in our eyes, we've indicated an inner feeling of superiority that has led us to disregard the concerns and sensitivities of others. And for the sin that we've sinned before you with brazenness, we've lacked the Jewish attribute of shame. Not having shame or respect, there was little to deter us from sin. The Talmud teaches us that a sense of shame is an inherently Jewish characteristic, and it is a vital one because it prevents people from doing the wrong thing. And for the sin that we've sinned before you with the idle chatter of our lips, for the sin that we've sinned before you with haughty eyes, and for the sin that we've sinned before you with brazenness. That's it for today. Please take a moment to think about times when maybe you've fallen prey to the behavior that we discussed today. Can you think of specific examples? If so, take time to think about the damage that was done so that you can better feel genuine feelings of regret. Take time now or sometime today to articulate verbally what happened and how you regret that it happened. Is there someone with whom you need to make amends? Consider doing so. Consider reaching out and sharing with them what happened and how you regret that it happened. Ask for their forgiveness. How can you prevent these mistakes from happening again? What triggered this mistake? What can you do going forward to not let this behavior repeat itself? Spend some time today contemplating today's entries and have a meaningful and transformational day.